Welcome to Kaiseki Anime, a bi-monthly podcast airing every other Monday. Kaiseki covers currently airing anime, older series seen recently, and other relevant topics for the season. I'm your host, Marina, of the blog Anime B&B, and with me is my co-host, Draggle, of the cleverly titled Draggle's Anime Blog.
This week, we'll be discussing the old and the new. We'll tell you our top picks from the winter, as well as our most anticipated shows for the spring. So my favorite show of the winter season is an easy choice, and as you guessed, it's Killing Bites, the best anime of the season. So we already talked a lot about Killing Bites last time, so we won't go too into that. I also enjoyed Mitsubishi Colors, Euro Camp, The Girls in Antarctica, and Darling in the Franxx, all of which we discussed before. I think you'd agree with me on most of those. Maybe most, not Franxx.
Most of those. And I still argue about Killing Bites. And Darling in the Franxx as well. But that one's not finished yet, so it still has improvements to go.
Okay. My other favorite, which we haven't discussed, is Violet Evergarden.
And I haven't finished that one myself yet.
Okay. I think it's not the best KyoAni show, but I really liked a few episodes in particular. Did you get to the episode with the little girl?
Is that near the end?
It's like three quarters through. Violet writes a letter for the little girl. Oh, okay. If you didn't get to it, then I won't spoil it. But it's a great episode. The high point of the show for me.
Okay, how about another example of something you liked in Violet Evergarden?
I liked some of the short stories. Mm-hmm. Just where it takes one episode and it's Violet goes in and she listens to these characters' problems. And there's some tear-jerky ending.
So you sort of like the episodic sections of her going and meeting people and listening to their stories.
Yeah. I didn't really like the overarching story too much. I thought it was just kind of silly. Like she's some killer robot that she discovers she has feelings. I think we've seen that before.
We've seen it before, but I had hopes that maybe they could have written that well, because I thought it was interesting at the beginning. I was like, oh, we might have, you know, this PTSD that she's going to have to deal with over the course of the show. Mm-hmm. But then all the side stories were more interesting and I think better written.
Yeah. And her PTSD, like, I don't know if she even really had PTSD. It's more... It ended up being more like, oh, I can't understand other people.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it turned into pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's more like a robot show than a PTSD story.
Yeah, there are times where she certainly acts like that. And, you know, I'm not close to anyone who has gone through that. So maybe that's either. Something that they feel like that's what it, you know, everything is sort of removed. But she seems a little extreme in that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if she even actually feels removed or she just can't recognize how she feels.
Yeah, because she was a child soldier, right? But, she hasn't really known anything else until much later in life.
Exactly.
But I still thought the show was... I enjoyed it.
Yeah, she was very cute and it had very good animation of her hair and her frilly dresses. So it was worth it for that.
Yeah, the art and the overall look of the show was really good.
Yep. What were your other favorites this season?
We talked about this before, but Hakume Mikochi was wonderful until the end. After the rain, I think did a great job. I was so worried. I think you knew, but we talked about this too. I was worried about the way that they would go with the relationship, but they went the right direction in the end, and I really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, it was really good. I just didn't like it.
Oh, see, I thought you did. I thought that was something that you really liked the characters. You wanted them to be happy.
No, I didn't really care.
Oh.
Not too much. I don't know. They're both just, like, stupid, which is fine, but
I don't think they're stupid. I think that they were there for each other, specifically him for her, at a time when she really needed that kind of figure in her life. And then they went their separate ways.
Yeah, but I think he should have just put some distance between them.
Yeah, he certainly didn't approach it in the best way.
No.
But then he did make it clear to her that he thought she should do something else, that she should, you know, have other priorities in life.
Yeah. So it ended okay.
But I still thought it was also a beautiful show visually, and then the dialogue, and I just really like the atmosphere of the show.
I definitely agree with you there. It had that whole rain motif going, and it did that beautifully.
Yeah, the music too. I thought it really suited the conversations they had, and like, you know, because they had the literature and the poetry always in the background.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. And lastly, there's March Comes in Like a Lion, which I am still on the last episode, so I haven't quite finished it, although I sort of have an idea of where it's going. But that one was another strong one for me, and it had a lot of side stories that I think may have lost some people, but I thought it was a strength getting to know the other characters, like the older players, and also the sisters.
Yeah, the side stories definitely lost me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, especially the old shogi player. Well, all the shogi players. Just like, I didn't really care.
What about his friend?
The fat guy?
Yeah, yes.
The fat guy was good. The fat guy was good. But like their mentor, I didn't care about him. Then there was those two old guys. I didn't realize those two old guys were different people until like the fourth to last episode. Uh-huh. I don't know. The one guy was more of a comic relief character.
I thought it was pretty fascinating seeing the game from their point of views, you know, all the years that they've played, since they have a longer history than Ray.
Yeah, and maybe it would have worked better for me if I actually knew how to play shogi.
Ah. Well, I think it was described in a way that you don't necessarily need to know about the game, like a lot of other successful game anime. I cared more about their attitude towards it and like the support group of the people around them. Like with the older player, how he had all his friends who he used to play with, and they just sort of faded away over time as, you know, they weren't as good as he was.
Yeah, it was okay. I don't know. I just don't have enough energy to care about so much.
Well, I still loved it, and I love the sisters particularly, and I'm glad that Shaft took the show, because the art in this I thought was fantastic.
It was fantastic art. And I did like the sisters. I didn't really consider them a side story, though. I think they're more the main story.
Yeah, I guess I would consider that. Maybe I thought originally of Hina.
Mm-hmm.
Like her whole thing with the bullying was still a side story for me.
Right.
But after that was passed, you know, him hanging out with the family, her testing for school. Like, all that still felt like, oh, this is the main story here.
I didn't really like the Hina's bullying story either. That just seemed a bit forced to me.
Oh,
like, it felt like they spent an episode with, like, the grandpa being this big hero for saying, oh, you did the right thing for standing up to the bullies. Uh-huh. And then everyone was crying. And it's like, okay, that's kind of obvious.
It seems like we get very different reactions to these emotional punches in shows.
I think so.
Like After the Rain, March Comes in Like a Lion. Here I feel like my heart is being clenched and I'm sobbing. And you're just, oh.
And you didn't feel your heart clenched by Killing Bites.
No.
I just don't understand.
Not at all. So that's one of my lows of the season.
Killing Bites?
Yeah. Well, I didn't finish it, so I guess I can't do that, but...
Okay. Well, the first low I had was Gank Crest Senki. I knew from the start it would suck, but I had read the manga before, and I had really enjoyed that manga. This anime adaptation was just terrible, so that was a bit of a disappointment.
Did you feel that way for the whole series?
Yeah, I knew from the first episode it would be a disappointment.
That sucks.
And it wasn't terrible, it just wasn't very good.
Ugh.
And my other disappointment was Death March.
Remind me what that one's about again.
Oh, Death March. So Eve Miner from Moe Sucks, he has the best description, which I'm just going to steal from him.
Okay.
He calls it Bargain Bin Kirito. Where Kirito is the Kirito from Sword Art Online.
Oh, okay. I remember now. I dropped this after the first episode. I recall what you're talking about.
Yes.
Now.
It was terrible from the very first episode. One of the worst anime of the season. And I watched it to the end for some stupid reason.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. That one, I was kind of curious to see how low it could go. Mm-hmm. And it went pretty low. But I also read the manga for that. That manga is not very good, but it's a lot better than the anime, which isn't saying much. The anime was just so unimaginably bad. Like, after every scene, he does, like, anything, he gets a skill for it. Like, he would probably die if he didn't turn the breathing skill on. This kind of anime should make the MMO look fun. This one makes that MMO look like the lamest, most awful, grindy MMO you can possibly imagine. That's what it felt like with all the skills he picked up. And then he didn't do anything the whole show. Like, usually in these isekai animes, like, the character will do something clever to get some cheat code for real life, or he'll work really hard or do something to be better than everybody else. This guy just, like, shows up and he's super powerful and he never even tries at anything. And he doesn't even have the slightest personality. And, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I don't see the draw to a character like that to a world where everything comes easy.
Yeah. And then he builds his harem of lolly slaves.
Of course he does.
Of course. Of course. What were your disappointments for this season?
Citrus, we talked about this as well.
We did.
And I stuck with it because I was sort of interested at the start, even though I was appalled at how terrible Mei is. But you're right. She's terrible all the way to the end. I got to the two white-haired sisters, and I was still...
Oh, yeah. The international SysCon.
Yeah, I still couldn't understand what in the world they saw in Mei, but there you have it.
No. That was a bit of a disappointment for Mei as well.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it, but... wasn't great.
Yeah, I wanted it to be way different than any other show like it, and I was just disappointed. And the other one is the Ruo's work is never done. Did you see that one?
Oh, no. That's too much even for Mei.
Oh, okay. I know there is a lot of drama about this, but I watched the first part, and I like game anime.
I'm trying to recall. Did the first episode have him, like, looking at little girls' underwear?
There's definitely a scene where she comes out of the bathroom and they have, like, the obvious, oh, I'm going to trip
you
right. And you're going to be naked, and then someone's going to walk in and see this kind of thing.
I apologize. There was no underwear involved.
There was no clothes, yeah. And then it's just the joke comes up over and over again about how other people around him misinterpret his actions and the little girl's action who lives with him as, you know, them having that kind of relationship. So it's certainly played for jokes, and I wish it was all cut out because it's not necessary.
Is there anything left if you cut that up?
Yeah, like, they were serious for a little bit, and I guess some people who really love the show might say that that's the most boring part of the show. But I thought it was interesting seeing him, you know, seriously approach his game because he's supposed to be the Ruo, right? This is a title he won, and he's trying to hold on to this title from someone who is, like, trying to sweep all the titles. And then there's Keika. I thought her arc was actually interesting because, you know, her struggles to try to make it out of the training group, and then she has, like, performance issues. Hmm. And then it always messes up her normal way of playing. Everything to do with the children. I wish that anything sexual towards them, any of the jokes, no matter how lighthearted, no matter how much, like, other characters were sort of condemning our main character about it, I wish none of it had been included. Because I think I still could have enjoyed the show even without it. If they had older characters, or if they just didn't bring it up, I think it would have done just as well.
That's fair. So for Mei, I think this entire season has been a bit of a disappointment compared to the previous ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few shows that were really, really good, like Killing Bites, but less so than some of the previous season. But I think the next season is looking extra good. We'll be right back. So Marina, what are your favorite shows in this next season?
So I'm actually looking forward to a lot, but the ones I'll talk about here are namely Amanchu, which is a sequel season, second season, Tokyo Ghoul, which is a third season.
What?
And Uma Musume, which is new. And I've also got some other ones I'm looking forward to that I haven't seen the full episodes yet. Legends of the Galactic Heroes, Lupin, and Food Wars. So let's start with Amanchu, which you sounded aghast at.
Ah, that was such a boring first season.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the first episode. It was plenty.
Okay, well, I happen to really like the original creator's works. You know, Aria.
Oh, it's the same person who made Aria.
Yes.
Suddenly everything makes sense.
Doesn't it?
No wonder it's so boring.
That's why it has all the Muppet faces and why the cat's name is Aria.
I didn't get to the part where the cat had a name, I don't think.
And if you notice their dresses, it's the exact same like silhouette of the dresses in Aria.
Wow. No wonder I hate this show so much.
Well, I love it, and I'm happy to see more of it. If it's about diving, and we're going to hopefully see much more diving, and our main character, the one who moved to this town in the first season, see her get even stronger. So.
You know what's going to be a really great diving anime?
What?
Grand Blue.
Is it this season?
No, it's sometime this year. I don't know exactly.
Okay, but on to Tokyo Ghoul.
It's going to be the best of the year. Okay, Tokyo Ghoul. Another dull show.
No, I liked the first two seasons, even if I didn't like the way they ended. But I'm interested in this third season, which is something like 3 years in the future. Is that right?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
No.
It's, I think, 3 years in the future. And from the first episode that I saw, I only saw one character, I think, that I recall from the previous seasons. So it's a whole new cast, which makes sense since they're in the future now.
Oh, good. I thought I'd just forgotten everything.
No. It's a totally sort of new group of people with one particular new familiar character, but he's just in a new place with a new group around him.
He's become a traitor to his people.
Ah, it's too early to say that.
So I did like the first season of Tokyo Ghoul, but I felt like in the second one, it became a shonen battling show.
A little bit. So I'm curious to see what this third season will do.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't have feelings about Tokyo Ghoul.
I think we've determined that you are a robot and you have no feelings.
I have strong feelings about things that are important, like killing bites.
Oh, God. Well, how about Uma Musume? You know you liked that one.
I did like Uma Musume. It was very unique. I liked how they had the girls be actual horses. So we've moved on from just from girls being tanks and girls being guns to have girls being literally livestock.
What do you think about the fact that they went with, you know, instead of being centaurs, because we had centaur anime pretty recently, but they just cut out the whole body of the horse and they just have like the ears and the horse tail?
Well, I think it's hard for them to be cute if they have horse bodies.
Oh.
I think most people are not attracted to horse bodies. But maybe I'm wrong.
I was just surprised at the difference. I don't mind either way.
Yeah, they have an interesting combination of actual horses and girls. Like they have the actual horse pens that they sit in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to feed them hay.
No.
You know what would make it better? If they had jockeys.
Oh, God. Like, what kind of jockeys would you want?
Doesn't matter. But they should have, like, saddles on their, which could be, like, backpacks. And then they have to carry someone.
Oh, my God. And, of course, they have small people, right? Because it's how it is with jockeys.
Yeah. And they'd have, like, the bit and the reins that go in their mouth and they pull them around.
I think this would be a very different kind of show if it was like that.
It would be. But this one's already kind of creepy, right?
How so?
How? I mean, the girls are livestock. Like, they probably have special breeding programs to get the best horses. They have that guy feeling up the horses' legs to make sure they have good muscles there.
Yeah, I really was bothered by that. I mean, I know it's supposed to be done as sort of like, oh, he's a trainer. And he can see, like, the talent and the muscles and everything. but I thought the touching was a no-no.
Oh, I thought it fit in perfectly with the theme of the horse of girls being livestock.
I didn't think about it that way, but now it's starting to bother me, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, they have them in pens, they're betting on their performance.
I figured that's pretty typical with sports, right? You sort of bet on the winning team.
Exactly. Under capitalism, everyone is livestock. So it's a very deep show, actually.
Well, going on back to what I liked about the show, instead of this dark side of it, I liked that they even have horse names. You know, Special Week, Silent Suzuka.
I would appreciate that more if I knew anything about horses.
Oh, I was really into horses when I was a girl. Mm-hmm. I didn't own a horse, so I wasn't one of those horse girls. But I definitely went to horse camp, and I had a whole bunch of chapter books, series about girls who rode horses.
Oh, wow.
So I am loving all of the little details. Pay attention to this show.
I just rode a horse a few times. But what else did you like about Umamusume?
Oh, I just thought all the characters were pretty cute, pretty interesting in their personalities. And they love their sport. They treat it so seriously.
They do. They treat it way too seriously.
And I just knew it. I knew the horse girl from the country was going to beat the American horse.
There was an American horse?
Doesn't she beat her in the...
Oh, you're right. Episode? She was American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she's obviously American. And then she says she is. El Condor Pasa. That's right.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
No. El Condor Pasa beat her. That's why El Condor Pasa joined the good team. And she joined the team with the guy who grabs girls' calves.
Oh, it's probably because she had that late start. Okay.
Yeah.
My mistake.
I think that's what happened.
I also really like El Condor Pasa with her little, you know how horses have the eye mask, and I like that she has that too. What about you? What are you looking forward to this season?
Okay, well, the best anime this season, Golden Kamuy. Have you seen that yet?
I'm going to have to take issue with this, but go ahead.
What issue could you possibly take? It's perfect.
Well, I'm with you on liking the manga. I think you're the one who told me about the manga. I read some of it, and I was really impressed with its attention to the Ainu culture, and I just liked that attitude towards being in the wilderness and hunting. That was all great.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had all these expectations about the anime, about the quality of its animation, its art, its presentation, and I just thought it looked like crap.
You thought it looked amazing. I don't know what you're talking about.
The clashing CG, I'm going to have to say it, with that bear and then the hand-drawn, like the bear didn't even look good. He was just like this massive ugliness on the screen. And then you bring in the wolf that attacks him and it's a different kind of CG. And then they're going at each other and looking terrible.
It was amazing. They're supposed to look terrible because they are terrible. They're fearsome beasts from the wild, totally alien to the human experience.
They shouldn't be alien to the world, though. They don't even look like they belong on Earth.
The anime is showing how humans perceive the world, not how the world actually is.
But even like the hand-drawn animation, it just wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. I wanted it to just look lush with the Ainu patterns on her clothes, and I just thought the character designs were okay.
You're all about appearance.
But here I am being all negative. Go ahead with, this is your high, like talk about it.
Oh, I mean, I think you appreciate what's good about it as well. You just care about the graphics more than I do. But the graphics were good too. But it doesn't matter to me because everything else was so awesome that I don't care.
Yeah, like, what do you like besides the art?
Oh, I love just the whole story about them skinning people and fighting bears. And we get to see all the Ainu culture and we get to eat weird things like bear gallbladder. So it's a good... I like how there's this communication between different cultures.
Yeah, I like the story. I'm going to stick with it because I do find that interesting. And I'm pretty okay usually with watching things that I think look terrible.
Yeah, and I also just love the whole thing about all the survival stuff in the wilderness.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So it's a great show. It's going to be awesome. The other thing I'm looking forward to most, Hinamatsuri. Did you see that?
I think I quickly looked through it and still on my list of to watch.
Okay, well, I've read the manga for that. It's one of my favorite mangas, absolutely hilarious. The first episode starts a bit slow, but I think it's going to get really good.
It's about, like, this cute little girl who is with the Yakuza, right?
Yeah. Except she is, like, a total brat.
And she's supposed to be telekinetic, or what is she?
She has psychic powers. Like, she can move things around.
Yeah.
So she'll break his priceless vases all the time and blackmail the Yakuza. Kind of domesticate the fearsome Yakuza.
I know it can be kind of hard to describe comedy sometimes, like what's exactly funny about it, but that sounds like it'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, and later on it'll introduce a lot more fun characters, which we saw a bit of at the very intro.
Okay, I'll trust your word on it, and I'll watch the first episode.
Okay, and then one thing I was really surprised that I liked, Sword Art Online Gun Gale Alternative.
I'm actually looking forward to it, even though I didn't name it.
Yeah, I had no expectations for this. I just assumed it would be shit, since it's some spinoff of Sword Art Online, which wasn't all that good to start with.
And that had a Gun Gale Online section, right? The original.
It did. And the Gun Gale Online section, I mean, was fine. It wasn't the worst part of the anime. The highlight was when Death Gun showed up. With his death pistol, on his death horse.
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite sections of the original style.
Yeah, and Sinon had a big butt. That's about all I remember from that section. But this one set in that same world, except with totally different characters.
Yeah, there's not going to be any overlap, right?
I don't know, actually. There wasn't so far.
Okay.
But the first episode just had this really good feel of the intensity of their fight, very high sense of tension, some strategy going on.
Yeah.
It still seems like a stupid game. Like the main character is this short girl. She's the only one who has a bright pink outfit. Everyone else is wearing all this camo gear and they look like tough soldiers. And she seems to have some cheat powers where she goes super fast. So the game doesn't look fun at all. I mean, they seem to suffer as they get shot and bleed. But it was an entertaining show. Also, I like Tada-kun. Did you see that?
Tada-kun sounds familiar.
It's this one about this foreign girl from Luxembourg who comes to Japan. And then she meets this boy and eventually I assume they'll fall in love.
Oh, I think this is the one where it's Tada Never Falls in Love is the English title.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And isn't the one where he's taking photos? He's trying to take photos. And then
yep.
sees her.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was really cute.
I think it was promising.
I especially like not the main two, but the side two. The red-haired girl and the Japanese guy's friend who she beats up all the time. That was cute.
Yeah, so it's sort of a comedy romance kind of show.
Yeah, it's nothing too serious. Probably nothing very super memorable, but I just enjoyed the atmosphere of it.
I like these kinds of shows too, so I'll probably put this up higher on my list of to watch as well.
Yeah, and the other one I enjoyed, Megalo Box. It's about basically boxing, except they thought boxing wasn't bad enough already, so they added robotic exoskeletons to make everyone punch even harder.
I can see a certain aesthetic for that. I mean, it looks pretty cool in design. You know?
Yeah, I normally hate sports shows, but this one was really good.
It looks old, though. What do you think about the art?
I thought it looked great.
The decision to go with, I don't know, it looks like from a different era.
A little bit.
Because it's sort of grainy, right? It's a grainy, lower quality, which I think was done intentionally, wasn't it?
It seems like it was. It sort of looks like it's older, but I think it looks a lot better than many of the actual old anime.
I wonder if that's just part of the aesthetic they're going with, is that they're trying to bring in that retro feel.
Yeah, because I think it has something to do with Ashita no Joe's 50th anniversary.
Oh.
But that could be why. And what I really like about it is, I mean, the boxing is fine, but how they actually have a poor person in anime.
Oh.
The main character is, like, super poor. He lives in the slums. He's not a citizen of where he lives, so he's not allowed to participate in the boxing tournament and has to go to these underground arenas.
Oh, that does sound interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you never get that in anime, right? Everyone class high school student.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes their parent is missing, but that's not a tragedy or anything. That just so they don't have to show their parents.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, they're a hikikomori or a neet, you know? Actually homeless, which if I'm trying to think of anything would be
Tokyo Godfathers.
Yeah. It's the only other one I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Exactly. And even not homeless, but just poor is extremely rare too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like sports anime typically. I haven't really seen any boxing ones, so maybe I'll start with this one. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen any either, but I'm looking forward to it. Are there any shows you're looking forward to that haven't come out yet?
Well, one that I don't know yet where to watch is Leighton Mystery Tantasia. If anyone knows Professor Leighton, it's off of video games. So sort of mysteries. And I'd really like to watch that. I think it's aimed towards children, perhaps, but I'd like to give it a try because I haven't seen any of the other anime adaptations. So,
Were there other anime adaptations?
I think there's a film. But I'd like to try it if anyone will screen it.
Is that because you like the game?
Yeah. I only played partway through one of the games, but then Keiwoo, he played the whole thing with all the different puzzles. And I just want to sort of see how they do it in anime form. So okay. I might hate it. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like puzzles wouldn't adapt as well to anime.
Yeah, but they might have, you know, more of a case-by-case mystery kind of thing. And I love murder mysteries. I don't know if it'll be murder. Okay. But I do like crime and mystery kind of shows.
Actually, I guess there was Fivebrain, which was pretty popular.
I liked that show, too.
Okay. Then maybe you'll like Leighton.
Yeah. And then also, we haven't spoken about it yet, is Legend of the Galactic Heroes, which I haven't seen yet.
I actually did see that. And I had been avoiding watching Legend of Galactic Heroes, the original one, for many years.
Why?
Just because the people who talked about it, I didn't want to become like them.
What? Of all reasons.
I'm a very petty person, but I eventually did watch the first episode of the original, and I thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I was bored out of my mind. I couldn't even finish the first episode.
I've always wanted to watch the original, and then when I saw that this was getting redone, I was like, oh, well, I guess here's my chance to jump in on it, and if I like it, then maybe I'll go back and watch the original, sort of like what I did with Macross. You know, I watched the newer ones than the new one. But
yeah, so I did watch the new one, and it was so much better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just the graphics alone. I was being mean to you earlier about the graphics and only caring about appearance. But, oh, God, the appearance after 30 years, is it? Mm-hmm. Just got so much better.
Was it just the art that bothered you in the original, or...?
You know, it's hard to say because it's been like 5 years since I actually watched it. Mm-hmm. I think there was more to it than just the art. I don't remember being at all interested in either of these characters, but this one really got me. The main character, I guess he's the main character. He's like the prince of the empire or something. He really makes you hate his guts and want to see him get his ass handed to him. So I'm hoping that happens in the next episode.
Well, cool. I'll also look forward to watching that one. And then another one is Lupin. I saw the film recently in theater, the Ghibli film, and I loved it. I wish I had seen it so much earlier because I thought it was great. And I've been meaning to watch the Fujiko Mine series as well. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. And then this one I'd like to try as well. I think there's one episode out now of the Lupin series.
Yeah, I haven't watched the movie. I did watch the Fujiko one. That was really good. And I watched one episode of the last series. It was nothing like the Fujiko one. It seemed more like a kid's show.
Well, I guess we'll see with this one. So, yeah, I don't know if it's geared towards kids or what, but I think you'd like the movie.
Okay. Yeah, I have wanted to watch that as well.
And then, of course, here's another one that you introduced me again to the manga before it became an anime.
But wow, I'm such a trendsetter.
Yes, you're very good.
Yes, Shokugeki no Soma, an excellent show.
Food Wars, so the second part of the third season.
I'm looking forward to that too. I forgot about it.
Yeah, there's the whole reveal about who Soma's father is. So I think that's where they're starting.
Wait, what? I thought we already knew who his father was.
We knew, but the girl didn't know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay, good.
So, yeah, what about you? Any other ones that you haven't seen
yes.
or haven't aired yet?
Well, I know one of the best anime of this next season is going to be High School DxD Season 4.
I haven't seen any of those, and I have no interest.
I think the fact that there's 4 seasons of High School DxD is proof that we live in the best of all possible worlds. I'm also looking forward to Full Metal Panic. I never, in my wildest dreams, imagined we'd actually get a sequel for that.
I'm actually excited about that as well.
Yeah, we need more Tessa.
So you're wanting it to be more like the first two seasons as opposed to Fumofu?
Oh, if we got a second season of Fumofu, I would just die of happiness.
I mean, I love them all.
Yeah, I'm happy with anything.
Okay.
I think it's going to be not Fumofu, but...
Probably not.
No. The other thing I'm looking forward to is Love is Hard for Otaku. I've read the manga for that, and it's pretty adorable.
Is that one out yet, or has it? You just haven't seen it yet?
I don't think it's out. I think it comes out in maybe the next couple of days.
Okay, maybe I'll look out for it then.
Yeah. And the final one I'm looking forward to is, I forget what it's called, but the one by Bones, which is a mecha show, except the mechas are like these moe dragons.
This does not sound familiar to me at all.
All I know about it is I saw a picture of the cute dragon mecha. And it looked so cute.
Okay. I mean, I typically like Bones shows, so I'll try to look out for this one as well.
Yeah, me too. That's basically everything I know about it. So there's just so many shows I'm looking forward to this season. It's going to be great. Cool. And those are the ones I'm like most excited about, but I had to take out a bunch.
I'm with you right now.
Normal there. Excited about.
Yeah, there's lots of shows I'm hopeful for that I think, you know, I might start to love them over the season, but there's too many to name.
Yep. Was there anything so far that disappointed you in the new season?
I hate to say it, but My Hero Academia. And I think it's just because it was the first episode. They did a lot of recap, reminding us of who the characters are and what happened in the previous season, that I was just like, meh, this first episode is sort of just catching up.
Okay.
So I was disappointed that they felt like they needed to do that. So I'll just look forward to the second episode as sort of the start. Although I guess it was nice sort of seeing all the characters interact again.
It doesn't seem like it's been too long since the last season.
No, which is why I was kind of annoyed at all the recap. But I'll forgive it. I do very much like the series overall. So I'll just look forward to the second episode.
Okay. I haven't seen the first episode yet. But okay.
Do
now
you like the series?
I feel warned. I like the series. It's not... I'm not super passionate about it, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Last season was pretty good. I really liked the froggy episode.
Oh, the froggy episode's great.
Yeah.
Another one that I watched that I felt bad dropping it because I felt like I should be somewhat appreciative of it, but I just couldn't stomach it was Cutie Honey Universe. Did you try that one?
I did. I have mixed feelings about it as well. I think I'll try the second episode, but I wasn't super impressed either.
No, for those of you who don't know, it's another Go Nagai series. And,
yeah.
What else can I say about it? It's just super sexual, very objectifying of women. I don't know. I didn't really have anything good to say about it.
And I mean, I like Killing Bites, but it's not even very objectifying of women in an interesting way. This one is just like naked people.
Yeah, and the villain, like, the whole like superheroes versus villains things, like I don't really feel the need for any more of that.
Yeah, everything's kind of predictable about it.
Yeah,
and it's very, very terse, I guess. Things just happen very quickly and you can't really foresee them coming. I don't think I've ever managed to finish a Go Nagai show, and I've made many attempts.
I'm trying to even, I mean, I saw the Devilman Crybaby, but I'm not familiar enough with his works to even say that.
I couldn't even finish Devilman Crybaby.
That one I actually liked, but this one, I don't think I can get past the first episode. You'll have to tell me what you think after the second.
Okay. I suspect I might not get much further than that, though. And was there anything else you were disappointed by?
Caligula, the one about Mew, the virtual idol program, and how the guy realizes that, hey, this world feels strange. He starts noticing glitches and then realizes that this might not be the real world. And then there's that sort of twist where he realizes that something has cycled.
Yep.
So
that episode, I don't think the guy was supposed to be likable. He didn't seem likable to me there because he started out citing all this stupid philosophy bullshit.
Well, I hate it when characters do that. That instantly turns me off of a character in a show when they do that. I don't care if he's supposed to be likable. I just totally lose interest when they do that.
I thought he was supposed to be like a pretentious teenager.
Yeah, it worked. It turned me
off. It did work, yeah. I mean, it turned me off too, but I still thought it was a really good first episode. Mm. It did really good at giving you like the feeling you were getting mind-fucked, like the static on the screen, and it was kind of creepy, honestly.
Yeah, I thought I was like, oh, well, obviously something's off. And
yeah, so I really enjoyed it until the big twist is idols.
Oh.
That was just stupid.
Well, they kept playing her music from the beginning, right? And I'm like, something to do with her. There's something wrong with this idol. Everyone likes her.
Yeah. I kind of wish they just kept that sense of mystery going for longer.
Did you think the twist was too soon? Like maybe they had gone on for so many episodes first?
I thought they could have gone longer with this creepy atmosphere, not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Kind of trying to figure out what happened.
If I liked the show, I would maybe agree with you.
Yeah. So I like the first episode. I suspect it's all downhill from here.
Okay.
But hopefully I'm wrong.
What shows are you sort of at the low point of for the start of the series?
They're not so much low since I didn't have much expectations for them to start with.
Okay.
But Mahou Shoujo Sight, I thought that was pretty bad.
Oh man, I know.
It was bad enough that I enjoyed watching it.
What?
So I'll probably continue watching it. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Like, one pin's not enough to put in their shoes, so they'll completely fill them with thumbtacks. And actually torturing the girl and dunking her head under the water. Oh, yeah, and then they kill the stupid cat.
Oh, my God, the cat thing. I was like, you know what? I hate it when shows have to kill the animal.
Yeah. It was pretty obvious from the second it showed up that someone was going to kill the cat, but
yeah, the attempted rape.
Yeah, so they definitely did not hold back in establishing these people as jackasses.
No, and her brother. Ugh.
Oh my god! Yeah, I think her brother is going to be the next episode, probably.
Probably.
So that was terrible, but so terrible I can't turn away from it, so I'm probably going to finish it.
Oh, what? I don't know how you do this.
I don't either. The other one I hated was 3D Kanojo.
I don't think I watched that one yet.
Okay, so I think it's going to be a shoujo series.
Oh.
But it established things in the creepiest way possible. It has this boy. Just everyone in the show is a complete jerk to everyone else. And their entire sense of self-worth is based on who they go out with.
That's very healthy.
No, it's not. The show seems to affirm that by having this boy and girl who are both like considered losers since they don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend end up going out with each other. And that's how they gain their self-worth.
This is like in high school?
Yeah. The boy is he watches anime and stuff, so he's not too popular.
Ah.
So I didn't like that one either. And then the final one, which I actually was disappointed on because I did have high expectations, was Gundam Build Divers.
Another one I haven't seen.
Yeah, so the previous two seasons, especially the first season of Gundam Build Fighters, I loved it. It was great. Everyone has so much passion about their Gundams. There's all these cute boys and cute girls, and I'm shipping them with each other. So much fun. This one, it just doesn't capture the magic of the previous two. So, there's not so much enthusiasm. The main character and his friend are both kind of boring. The love interest has absolutely no chemistry whatsoever. She's dead as a doornail.
Well, that always sucks, you know, when you were such a fan of one part of the franchise.
Yeah, so I was disappointed in that. But who knows, it can still turn around. It's only the first episode.
Yeah, I think people listening to us might think we're pretty cutthroat talking about first episodes only. But, you know, these are just impressions. I think some of these, I might give it up a couple more episodes. I've even made it to like 6 episodes before I drop something.
Yep, same.
Yeah, so it's just as long as it holds my interest. If I think the story has enough promise, even if I hated the first episode, I'll stick with it. So, you know, it can all change by when we start talking about these series later on.
Yeah, same with me, except I'll add that I'll also watch it if it's bad enough.
Yeah, you are definitely more extreme than I am.
So how do you think this season compares to previous seasons?
There's a lot of sequels this season. I mean, I know that we get seasons heavy on sequels a lot. But there's quite a few here, I think, that are surprising in them having received sequels, like Tokyo Ghoul, I didn't expect.
Full Metal Panic.
Full Metal Panic, yeah. And
Legend of Galactic Heroes.
Even Amanchu. I did not expect a second season. I never think shows of that nature, like the healing kind of shows, have as big of an audience. Maybe it's just because we follow some of the same people who like these shows.
Well, how many sequels did Aria get?
Aria has the three main.
Yeah.
And then it got like a follow-up OVA series as well recently.
Yeah. And then Natsume Yujin show, that's like on, is that on six now or more?
Oh yeah, that one's been going on forever, so I guess that's true. I just didn't think Amanchu was that popular. Yeah, overall, I think this season looks promising. What about you?
I agree. I'm super psyched for this season. In any other season, like just Golden Kamuy, I'd be like, this is the best season ever. Or just Hinamatsuri, this is the best season ever. But we have both in the same season and all these other things. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Even Uma Musume, I was like, this is really fun.
And we still haven't even aired High School DxD.
Oh, God.
It's going to be great.
It is. And hopefully we'll have lots to talk about over this season here on the podcast.
Yep.
Thanks for listening and tune in again 2 weeks from now. Please feel free to send us questions or comments on Twitter, myself at AnimeBNB, Bravo November Bravo, and Draggle at Draggle_Coon.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.